Welcome to Meet the Majors podcast series brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a faculty representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Aaron Baggett, and we're joined today by Dr. Rochelle Meyer, lecturer in curriculum and instruction in the School of Education. Welcome, Dr. Meyer.
Thank you.
Tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, I think the most unique feature that the fourth grade certification program in teaching offers is that the students are able to have numerous hours and different types of experiences in the schools. For example, even as freshmen, our candidates are able to work in schools in a one-on-one tutorial experience with students. And they continue this their sophomore year from either a one-on-one tutorial situation or even working with small groups of students. Their junior year, they are actually assigned to one of our professional development schools to where they will work with a class throughout the entire year, which leads up to their internship, which to me is the most exciting time when they actually spend a year in the schools in their content field and in their certification level. And they actually see the first day of school and what it takes to get prepared as a teacher. And I will just tell you, from a former public school teacher, the time that the first day of school rolled around, I had no idea how to start it because I did a traditional student teaching program and never saw the first day from the perspective of a teacher. So I think that alone is very, very unique.
Yeah, sounds like it. So these students have a real significant advantage going in as far as experiences and internship and classroom experience.
Absolutely. And what's very exciting is our 4-8 candidates. They get, like I mentioned, not only a lot of time in the schools, but they have wonderful support staff from Baylor faculty that works in helping them with their instructional strategies, helping them in their content areas. And also our 4-8 candidates, they get to experience the elementary grades, 4 and 5, as well as the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. So they really have time in all of the classes that they could possibly teach in.
I see. So they get experience in grades 4, 5, 6, all the way up to 8. So
absolutely.
Okay. That is unique. What types of students might find themselves being a good fit in this major?
Well, first of all, they should like working with people. Obviously, they will experience a variety of different cultures, work with many different people at different levels. For example, not only students, but with parents and with teachers and with other colleagues. So that's another thing. They need to be able to be good communicators. Another characteristic that I think would attract students to this major is if they do not like routine. With education, no day is a repeat. There is always something new and something different that occurs. And so along with that, they should be very flexible.
What about some of the skills they might develop, say, in those internship experiences and classroom experiences?
Great question. As I mentioned, one type of student would be someone who likes to work with people and flexibility and so forth. So with working with people, a skill that they would actually develop is a great communicator. So they will learn how to have those professional conversations. They will learn how to collaborate with others, not just colleagues, but parents and students and administrators and so forth. They will also develop leadership skills because there are so many different roles that a teacher must play this day and age that they can become team leaders. They can become department chairs. They will sit on the campus improvement decision-making teams and so forth. And so they really develop that leadership. With working with so many different people, they also really learn about diversity and different cultures and different needs. And of course, they will become content experts. Mm-hmm. So regardless of their certification, but particularly with the 4 through 8, they will focus on one content area. So they will become not only the expert in education, but the expert in maybe math or English language arts or social studies, mm-hmm. for example.
Mm-hmm. What are the content areas for grades, for certification grades?
Great question. We have a 4 through 8 math certification. We have 4 through 8 English language arts, 4 through 8 social studies, and 4 through 8 science.
And so students would be able to pick one of those four and they'd be certified in
yes.
To teach.
Yes. Currently, our largest population for students in the 4 through 8 certification areas are mathematics majors. There is a very high need right now for math, as well as science. And so the majority of our students at this point are math candidates.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned, you know, the opportunities students have to work with other faculty members. What about faculty members who are conducting research or different things like that? Are undergraduate students able to assist them?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, that could have qualified as one of our unique features, because particularly at our 4 through 8 certification level, the School of Education has a very large federal grant entitled Gear Up. And we work with middle school students, and we work with them on Saturdays. And we look for our undergraduate majors to come and assist with that and work with those students so they get, again, a different type of teaching experience. But this, as I said, is a grant, which, of course, then is research, where we're looking at data and the improvement of students. We also do a 2-week summer math camp here at Baylor that we involve our undergraduate students in, not only as part of our research team, but also as instructors for the camp. And so, again, they get a different type of teaching experience. Mm-hmm. And another big area that our undergraduate students have a chance to work with research agendas is in the area of action research. One requirement during their internship year is that they have to engage in an action research project in their own classroom. So it is one of their wonderings. What are they curious about? What kind of impact would they see in their own classroom pertaining to research? Mm. And that has become a very exciting event and a nice spring sharing time.
Yeah, yeah. Switching gears a little bit, students that say, you know, spring semester of their freshman year or sophomore year decide they want to switch to this major, Is it possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
It is, absolutely. The key here would be, as long as they can declare that, yes, they want to be an education major by the end of their first semester, or at least by the second semester of their sophomore year. So end of the first semester, beginning of the second semester, sophomore year. They need to have made that decision. And I will tell you, the School of Education is also currently working to where students can easily transfer into Baylor, and they can again graduate in 4 years from the School of Education as long as they attend the summer before their junior year. So that's currently in the works, and it looks like that will be very successful. Mm. So yes, they can definitely not have made up their mind by that first whole year of college and still mm-hmm. transfer into the School of Ed and graduate in 4 years. Mm-hmm. Through the School of Ed. Now, the other area in particular with 4 through 8 is, of course, looking at the arts and sciences and what requirements are in their content fields. And so they would have to be sure to check on that.
Okay. Okay. Now, we know to be a teacher in the state of Texas, one has to have their, you know, certification. Talk about some of the requirements or steps necessary to obtain that certification.
Sure. There are, of course, field experience hours, which our students, our candidates, well meet that requirement. The other license or certification that they have to actually seek is from the state of Texas, and it is entitled TEXES. T-E-X-E-S. And there are two TEXAS exams that they will have to take in the 4-8 certification. One pertains to their professional pedagogy and responsibility, better known as the PPR exam. Mm-hmm. And then the second test is in their content area so that they can be certified to teach, for example, the 4-8 math. Mm-hmm. So they will have to take two exams. But I will tell you, the School of Education does an outstanding job preparing students for this. Before they are even allowed to take the TEXAS exam, the School of Education provides a diagnostic exam, which allows the students to really get that practice and get feedback on the TEXAS and work with a faculty member if there is an area of need before they go and take the test from it.
Yeah, so going in, they know their strengths, so they know their weaknesses and where to...
And they have prepared for it. And so our passing rate is very, very high.
What about some of the misconceptions about being a teacher or misconceptions about education majors?
You know, I really think that this is changing, not just at Baylor, but across the United States, is that I think a misconception is that teaching is easy. Teaching is not easy. It is a career, a professionalism that you have to truly be committed because it takes time. It takes preparation each day, preparing your lessons and truly meeting the needs of the students that are in your classroom and to stay current in your field. And so I think in the past, you know, the misconception was, oh, well, you can go into teaching and get a degree and that will be easy. But I definitely think that that has changed because it is a very demanding, but I will tell you, one of the most rewarding professions that obviously I know of. And I couldn't imagine doing anything but teaching. So it is the most rewarding, but it is also a very challenging career.
Mm-hmm. And is it true that the teacher pay, which has historically been, well, perceived to be low, is that changing and growing and becoming?
Yeah, great question. It really depends on what districts you work for. Your districts that have a higher need for teachers, your districts that are more urban tend to pay more. And so really it varies depending on where you're teaching. But yes, that is definitely on the table and conversations are occurring to where we know that there is a demand for teachers. And so part of that demand is also meeting the salary needs.
Are there any particular areas of the country where more jobs are available? You mentioned kind of the urban environments and different things. Or what types of jobs with this certification would students be anticipating?
Well, first of all, with receiving a 4-8 certification, candidates obviously can become teachers in the classroom in their specialized content area. But many candidates also go on to pursue their master's degree in the counseling area and want to become school counselors. We have many graduates that pursue a mid-management degree and become administrators. Or we have candidates, again, that become curriculum specialists in their districts. So there are numerous hats, so to speak, that candidates can actually pursue with a 4-8 certification level. In regards to where are they going to find jobs, in Texas, there is a statewide shortage for 4-8 teachers. And so I will just tell you right now, from all of my students that graduated last year, they all have jobs.
They all have jobs
because they have kept in touch and have let me know where they're be spending their first year teaching. So right now, 4-8 is a high demand, and particularly in Texas.
Is there any final advice you'd like to offer students who are listening to this podcast, maybe contact information for the School of Education?
Yes. I just want to, before I give contact information, to again stress that it is a very rewarding career. And I am thrilled to get to work with 4-8 future teachers. And I really hope that if someone is out there listening and think this may be an area that they would be interested in, that they contact the School of Education to ask more questions. And so the best way to do that probably is to check out the website or give us a call. And the website is, of course, www.baylor.edu/SOE. And the phone number is 254-710-3113.